This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Just 30 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. It's August 1st. When we turn over the calendar to the month of August, it's basically football season in my mind. It's basically fall, all that. I know we still got 90-degree weather coming up down the road, but it's basically fall. Head coach of the Colorado State Rams, Jay Norvell. Coach, who better to start off our August month of shows than to do this with you, Coach? We're just absolutely thrilled to get you on the program.
Yeah, it's that time of year, man. This is our time of year we look forward to all year, and we can't wait to get started on Friday.
I can't wait either, Coach. I'm planning on coming out there. I love that you guys are out there bright and early, too. That is my favorite thing. I know you guys like to get after it. But, Coach, before we get into all the football talk and everything, did you get a chance to get away at all? I mean, every time I'm looking at Twitter, there's recruits here, there's this happening. It's nonstop, but do you get some time in those, you know, that short period between some of the, you know, off-season activities through fall camp? Did you get some time off?
Yeah, I did. I got a chance to go back. I'm from Wisconsin, so I got a lot of family back there. Went back to Wisconsin for 4th of July, and then my wife and I went up to the Tetons for a few days. It's a great time up there. What a beautiful place.
No question about it. I need to get up there. My wife's been there a couple of times, but I haven't yet. But, well, I'm glad you get time off because this day and age, Coach, with the college sports landscape, especially football, it just seems like your head's on a swivel. You guys are grinding more and more than ever because of, you know, just the way things are nowadays, the way things are constructed.
Yeah, the schedule is completely different the way it used to be. The summertime used to be just camps and getting ready for the season, but the summer has become one of the major recruiting periods of the year. So we had the transfer portal at the end of April and into May, where we were involved in that. And then we had high school visits all the month of June. So we had three major weekends. We've got close to 18 commitments right now for the 24 year. And so it just doesn't stop. And, you know, we've been building this roster in our image since we took the job. And this was a big continuation of that this summer.
So 18, you mentioned 18 for the 24-year. Coach, where does that line up? I mean, that's, to me, just hearing that seems like a pretty big number. So this early on in the game.
Yeah, we have a very aggressive philosophy in recruiting. And, you know, we want to build our team with high school players. You know, I know, everybody gets excited about transfers and the transfer athlete, but we want to build our team off high school kids. We just feel like if we have a year to really get to know these kids, identify their strengths and weaknesses, understand their personality and their character, we could build a football team with talented kids that have great character. And we want both here at CSU. You know, I don't know what other people want, but we want talent and character, and we feel like that's the best way to build a team for the long run.
CSU head coach Jay Norvell, and you got to think that too, Coach, when you look at bringing guys in at that younger age where they're obviously buying into what you guys are selling and what you're presenting. You got to think that that's something that would grow. And yeah, transfers and all that can be great. There's some good ones that can come in, but it is something. There is something about getting those guys from the very beginning where they fully 100% buy into your program.
Well, our best players that we've had over the years have been kids that we've identified as high school players, and we've grown them, and they've grown up in our system and become great players. And those are the guys that we really look to be the building blocks of our team. You know, I study a lot. I read it. There's a great book about the building of the Chicago Cubs called The Cubs Way, and it's about Phil Epstein, when he went to the Cubs, and his whole idea was he was going to build his roster with four main cornerstone players. And in football, that that equates to a little different number because you have a nine-man roster in baseball. But for us, we want to have nine all-conference players in our 22-man roster, and we're building with that. You know, we got guys like Torrey Horton and Jack Howell and on offense and defense. You know, we got guys like Jacob Gardner in the offensive line. We got guys like Mo Camara. Those are featured players. We want to keep building those type of all-conference players all around on both sides of the ball. And, you know, and as we continue to do that, we're going to see our success just grow and grow.
Coach, I love you said nine, too. You guys are well on your way to reading earlier, late July, eight Rams named to the Pro Football Focus's preseason All-Mountain West team. So you've got a lot of those names you just mentioned. These are high-caliber football players.
There's no doubt. And we feel like our job as coaches is to help these guys that are good, solid players, good solid starters, elevate to all conference performers. And that's our job. Matter of fact, that's one of the things we're going to do in our very first meeting is show each player where we have them graded right now. And, you know, that's what coaching is. It's identifying really good players, and then it's developing those players to play their very best. And we've got more depth and competition at every position. I think that's the thing that makes me so excited, is I believe we're better at every position, and that should show in our improvement on the field.
CSU head coach Jay Norvell joining us on our First Advantage Hotline. Coach, I've talked about this a lot. I don't know how much you think about it, but I followed you at Nevada and what you did there. You know, your first season with Nevada, you were 3-9. Very similar to what happened with CSU. We saw the quick turnaround that happened there with the Wolfpack. I know you're a confident guy, and I know your goal is to win every single game, but how much do you think that affects players knowing, hey, we know what he did when he went to Nevada. We know what that staff did, what those players did. It was a quick turnaround. How much of a confidence factor is that?
I think, you know, obviously the past can help you predict the future, and I think the one thing that we do is we have a plan. You know, I came in, you know, in my opening press conference, I was very specific about what we looked for. And so, you know, and it's very difficult to change a roster in one recruiting cycle. You kind of do it in phases. And so we did what we could last year. We brought in 49 new guys this year in this class. 49 new players on the roster is like 2 years of recruiting. And so bringing in that depth and the body types, I think we're a full inch taller and about 15 or 20 pounds heavier in our offensive line than we were a year ago. And, I mean, the body types have drastically changed just in a year. And now it's just about getting those guys playing with chemistry and executing and playing efficiently, you know, and that's the next phase that we're going into in training camp.
Well, I know a lot of Rams fans, they want to know about the big boys up front, too, how important that is to any football team, regardless of the offense, is what's going on with that offensive line. But you guys, as you said, you've added a lot of names to that list and a lot of size.
Yeah, you know, I looked at our board, and we really only have one offensive lineman that was on the team before we got here. We only have one player on our whole offense that was here before we took the job. So it's been a rebuild. You know, Jacob Gardner really anchors that offensive line. You know, we moved Tavis Tuioti from defense in the spring, and he gave us a big physical guy at guard there. But we've got some transfers, you know, Savion Henderson, Oliver Jervis, Drew Moss. These are FCS players that have been multiple-year starters that have a lot of experience and have physicality and confidence. We've got a guy like Bobby Lawrence from Missouri who's 6'9", 330. He'd probably be the biggest tackle I've ever coached. But behind those guys, Andrew Cannon's another kid from Nevada that started for us. We've got guys with experience, physical strength and size and maturity, And now we just got to get those guys to play with chemistry. But I think it's probably the most improved position on our roster.
Head coach of the Colorado State Rams, Jay Norvell, joining us. And, Coach, yeah, we're looking at the offensive line. We're also looking at Clay Millen in this next season for you guys. I love this story, bringing in Carson Strong joining the staff. I mean, how much of an impact do you think that will have with Clay, knowing Clay was under him a couple seasons ago when you were with Nevada?
Yeah, I mean, Carson is a guy. We identified him in high school. He came to Nevada, played for us. Very similar background as Clay Millen. And matter of fact, the first year Carson started for us, very similar to Clay's first year. He played a couple games. He got hurt. He had to sit out for a couple games, and then he finished the season really strong. Same thing Clay did. And then the next year, Carson was the player of the year in the Mountain West, and he was the next two seasons. I think Clay, you know, there's a value to getting your nose rubbed in it a little bit, to have a tough year. He's like the little guy on the playground last year. But I think he's really learned from those experiences, and I think he's going to be much better for it. And spending time around Carson is just going to help him feel more comfortable and understand how to make the next step in his progression.
I can't wait to see you guys in action. I'm very excited for Friday as we're starting off fall camp. Coach, one last question for you, or thought. I can't hang up the interview with you just yet without getting your thoughts on the current landscape of college sport. I mean, we're seeing the news with the Pac-12. There was a meeting, but we don't know what's going to happen there. How do you look at all of this stuff and handle all of this stuff? Because it just seems like every day a team's moving here, a conference is talking about grabbing this team. How do you deal with that personally?
You know, I think it's exciting. I think it's exciting for us. And, you know, I came to Colorado State because I think we're in a great position here for the future. And one of the things that I get excited, we can't really control the conference realignment stuff, but I can control what we do with this football team, and that's where my focus and energy is. You know, when I went to the Mountain West meetings, one of the first people I met there was the representative from the Cotton Bowl, and then I talked to the representative of the Fiesta Bowl. And I really think with the landscape of where we are in the Mountain West and compared to the other group of five teams, we got a great chance. If we win this conference, we're probably going to have an opportunity to play in the Fiesta Bowl and represent, you know, the Mountain West on New Year's Day. And that's exciting to me. Next year, they're going to add 12 teams to the college football playoff. And I think here at Colorado State, we can recruit the type of players and improve our football team to have an opportunity to get in that mix as well. So I think we're in great shape. We get that opportunity to move up to a Power 5 conference. I think it's fantastic. It's something we've been working on a long time. But until then, I think we're in great shape. I think we can continue to grow and improve this program and get in position to where we could play on a New Year's Day game. So that's what we're working for. And we're just going to keep building this roster until we get there.
Well, and it does. It seems like with the 12-team playoff, it does help the Mountain West Conference be able to have those opportunities. And that's all we've been asking for. I've been begging for more playoff teams for a long time because I think it will give these conferences, like the Mountain West Conference, one we love so much, an opportunity. Now, Coach, you can no comment me on this one if you want. But do you think that maybe the Mountain West Conference, I mean, with all this stuff happening with the Pac-12 or whatever, I mean, you got fans all over Twitter wondering, okay, maybe the Mountain West merges with the Pac-12 or the ACC or this some kind of merging happening. Have you given that any thought, or is that a no comment, Coach?
I just would say this. In the last, I've been coaching for over 30 years, and nothing surprises me anymore. So I couldn't say yes or no, but I think that we're living in a time of all these different possibilities, and really the only thing we can control is how we build a program. And you know, and I go back to that, recruiting a great high school player and developing him into a great college player. you know, we have a long term. We're in this for the long term. And we want to build a great program that's built on character and talent, and that will be good year in and year out. And I just know this, if we can do that, good things are going to happen for CSU.
I love to hear you say that too, Coach, because I've been saying, hey, at the end of the day, go win some football games, and the rest will probably take care of itself. Coach, I look forward to these interviews every time we get you on the show. I'll be out there bright and early Friday, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in action.
Great. Look forward to seeing you, Brady.
All right, Coach. CSU head coach Jay Norvell. I love that last answer. You know, hey, anything can happen. That's that tough road or rope for him to walk right there, isn't it? Because you want to be a Power 5 team, but you don't want to make the Mountain West sad, and because you don't want to, you know, crap in your own bed or whatever. So, I mean, you got to walk that very fine line.
Yeah, walking the line while also kind of not walking it at the same time.
With, yeah.
You know, we can't control any of that, and we're just focused on when we get that opportunity that we're the best possible version of CSU that we can be.
Okay, and this is why I liked hearing Jay Norvell say, you know, it's about success. I mean, he didn't really say success, but he said we got to take care of our schedule. We got to represent the Mountain West Conference. We got to be in those games. Angel, I mean, if CSU beats Washington State game one, they beat Colorado, they beat Middle Tennessee, they beat Utah Tech, and then have a really good conference showing, and they're a good football team. Isn't it obvious that that helps their chances, whatever we end up seeing the Mountain West do, the Pac-12 do, the ACC do, the Big 12, Big 10, Big 12? That only helps their chances if they go out and light the world on fire a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean, in all of this realignment stuff, it's going to be the haves and the have-nots. You know, if you are a good enough program to outlast some of the smaller programs or some of the ones that just don't have that much sustained success, you have to put yourself in that position. Yeah, you're representing the Mountain West and all that, but it's almost, you know, survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
CSU has to make themselves the best Mountain West team they can be so that if you go to the Pac-12, you are a welcomed addition. If you don't, you are the face of the Mountain West.
If Boise State had the exact same, let me say it this way, if CSU had the success that Boise State had, They'd be
in the Pac-12.
They'd already be in a Power 5 conference because they have the city, they have the stadium,
they have the rivalry.
They have a nice history, but again, if they had the history that Boise State had, they'd be in it. Boise State, if they weren't Boise State,
if they had the national love that they had back in 2006,
yeah, if they weren't in Idaho, right.
Yeah.
You know, can you just relocate?
You can bring your potatoes.
That's the truth of it, though. It's CSU has all the right stuff. And Jay Norvell, that's a big conference guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to have these conversations on this show anymore of, oh, CSU just won 11 games this year. Bye-bye, Jay Norvell. Nico Medved just got into March Madness again. Where will he go next year? I don't want to have those conversations. And if you're in the best kind of conference, if you're in a Power 5 conference or a steroided version of the Mountain West, then we don't have to talk like that anymore. It's no longer a stepping stone.
I mean, and until the Pac-12 is finalized or whatever, the Mountain West, you have to do everything you can to make yourself look as close to a Power 5 conference as you can.
Go beat Washington State.
Yeah, not just CSU. Any Mountain West team, you're playing a Pac-12 team, you want to beat them.
Yeah, go beat a Pac-12 team. Go beat another Pac-12 team after they started their season 2-0, because we're all rooting for that.
This is the chance for the Mountain West. Everyone is dogging on the Pac-12 right now,
yep.
As they should, because
yep.
They have screwed up their entire conference right now.
You're right.
The Mountain West has all the opportunity in the world to grab people's attention and say, whoa, what's going on in the Rocky Mountain region? There's some football there.
How about September 2nd? Boise State at Washington.
There you go.
Go beat them. Go out there and get that fast quarterback, Talen Green, running all over the place, and go beat you some Washington Huskies. Go do that. 12:50 the time. It's the whole show powered. Hey, thanks, Near Broke. He said he appreciated the interview. He said, go Rams, Buffs suck. So he's not rooting for the Buffs to go 2-0. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hear Preps Talk and Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick, the fourth winningest coach in Colorado boys basketball history. Weekdays from 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.